Next would be agenda item number 8, report and possible discussion on investment officers' report in first quarter of fiscal year 2012 by John Hall, Chief Financial Officer.
Okay. This is required under Public Funds Investment Act. You may remember that I mentioned this, that we report to the board at least every quarter on our investment portfolio and the type of investments we have and performance of those. That's what this report is. Again, you received the detailed report in your materials. There was also sort of a summary and economic outlook that you received. Next slide, I think, is just a summary that I put in, just showing how the change in book value sort of over the last several quarters. You can say it went up just slightly over the previous quarter, but you can see the average yield to maturity went down, and you can see that's been the trend, obviously, as interest rates remain at the historic lows. As we try to reinvest, it's very difficult to even be able to reinvest at the same return that we've had previously. But we're doing, I feel like a good job given the environment we're in. I was looking today, Texpool, the Texas State investment pool is yielding 8 basis points, I think, this morning was what it was, one-tenth of what, and we don't really have any money to speak of in Texpool. We have our money in either our bank depository, under our bank depository agreement with BBVA Compass, which gives us 20 basis points over LIBOR, whatever LIBOR is. We get 20 basis points on top of that, which is somewhere in the vicinity now of about 40 basis points. And then we buy CDs, and you can see in the report we buy nearly all the rest of our portfolios and certificates of deposit, time deposits that we go out and solicit when we have maturities and things like that. And with that, I'm going to introduce Susan Anderson, who is with Valley View Consulting, who helps us with this. And Susan's going to do a very brief sort of economic overview of what's happening in the economy and interest rates.
Good afternoon, Board President and members. Thanks very much for having me here. My name is Susan Anderson. I'll try to keep my voice with Valley View Consulting. As John mentioned, the economy right now is going through some difficult times. If you go to the first slide, please. The question is, are we turning the corner? And I think the answer is maybe. It's a long corner, and it's kind of like we're trying to run when we're waist-deep in mud. We just have a lot of things going on in the economy that are holding us back. But we are starting to see a little glimmer of hope out there. We see that some jobs are starting to come into the economy. During the month of December, we added 200,000 jobs, which sounds like a lot. But in a growing economy, you should expect about 250,000 jobs to be added each month. So we're still a little shy of where we would like to be. We still have a large inventory of homes for sale in the market, many of those distressed. It's holding back our consumers, bottom line. So until we start slogging through and throwing off some of this baggage that we have, it is going to take a long time for the economy to heal. And I think as we progress through the slides, you'll see that. I think we can go ahead and change. We start with GDP. GDP is the measure of gross domestic product, what is being produced in the economy, which is, you know, causing our economy to grind forward or pull backward. And you know that we have just come out a couple of years ago, doesn't seem like it's been that long, but 2009 we started emerging from a very deep recession that we had entered into back about 2007. We have been waiting for GDP to really start showing some strength. And as yet, it is still not there. These are the projections, and I will tell you that most of these slides that you have today were based upon reports from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. They run a survey. This particular survey they conduct on a twice annually basis, April and November. So this is November data. It's a little bit aged. But you can see at November they were expecting that the fourth quarter of 2011 would come in at about a 2.5. We just got the advance report on that. It was a 2.6. So it's still in line with what they were expecting. But you can see that there were no expectations even back in November for strong GDP growth. Next slide, please. Now, what I did on this screen was kind of compared what the attitude was in April of last year versus what it was in November. And you can see that there was a great drop-off of optimism between April and November. And as you may recall, a lot of this has to do with the storm cloud that seems to be brewing and goes away for a few days and then comes back a little bit stronger overseas in the European markets. The concern is what kind of impact that's going to have on our economy. So you can see that the members of the Philadelphia Fed have started to be a little bit less optimistic about how our GDP is going to grow over the next several years. Now, we're really excited because there's a new resource that was announced last week that is going to give us even more insight. As I mentioned, this was the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Survey. The Federal Open Markets Committee, which is the policy-making unit that is headed up by members of all of these Federal Reserves across the nation, they're the policymakers, and they have announced that now, quarterly, they're going to come up with that little select policy-making group's assessment of where they expect the forecast to be. So it's really fine-tuning the resources that we have gotten. In their recent report, they were showing that expectations for 2012, you're looking at a growth of between 2.2 and 2.7%. So right now it's falling pretty much in line with Philadelphia Fed, but we'll be really interested in seeing where that goes over the next few reports. Next slide. Unemployment, I mentioned, is still problematic. However, the Philadelphia Fed members expect that beginning in 2012, you're starting to see that, or late 2011, which gets announced at the end of this week, we should start to see the unemployment rate fall. Now, again, this was back in November. You know that the rates have actually improved even better than what expectations were, if you'll change the slide. Next slide. 2011, the forecast was above, getting close to 9%. It actually came in at 8.5%. The index that came out after the Fed meeting from the Fed members themselves, the FOMC, are expecting that 2012 is going to be in the range of 8.2%, 2013 at 7.4%. 2014 at 6.7%, and then they hope to be able to target what their normal range would be is in the 5.2 to 6%. So that's the Fed's target that they let us in on. Next slide, please. Inflation is very tame. You can see that the actual numbers, the darker columns, have come in well below what the projections were back in November. So we are a long way from having to worry about inflation. Next slide. Over the next several years, you can see that we're out until 2014 before we start to worry about any kind of inflation that's going to be problematic from the Fed's point of view. The Fed FOMC also mentioned after their last meeting that they do not intend to raise short-term rates until late 2014. So that already tells you that we are still away from a time frame when we would start to worry about too much inflation picking up. Next slide. So the uncertainty remains. We put European credit risk at the top of the list. That is still on the Fed's mind. That's on all investors' mind. We start to see problems occurring, again, in the Middle East, Iran, and others. Still concerns about the political standoff in Washington. What the market does not like is uncertainty. And until we can come to a meeting of the minds on what they're going to intend long-term do with the debt ceiling, there's still going to be a lot of chaos from time to time in the market. Domestic job creation needs to pick up significantly. The credit and loan availability is one of the big drags on the housing sector. We just have not seen banks willing to lend because of their credit concerns about those they're lending funds to and driving the domestic housing market. Next slide. So bottom line is, how long will it be before we start seeing an improvement in the rates that are out there currently available. Right now, the three-month Treasury is 6 basis points. To put that in context, that's 0.0006. So it's horribly low. The two-year Treasury right now is a 0.22%, 22 basis points. In 6 months, the implied yield curve, which is based on the futures market, is expecting that the three-month Treasury will be a whopping 0.12%, and the two-year Treasury would be a 0.37%. We charted this all the way out to 2018, and that is where the implied curve actually brings us back to where we were before the recession. So that said, we're looking to be in this turning the corner mode for quite some time. As John mentioned, we've positioned the portfolio, we've built a nice ladder, but as things roll off of that ladder or new funds come in to be invested, the rates that we have at our discretion or disposal out there are not good. So a 0.87 today, as we start to see more and more maturities, is going to translate into a lower and lower yield until things start to improve. Any questions? Depressed you. Okay, thanks.